Season's greetings! Corey Vincent here, and you are listening to Video Game Bang, which happens to be Sacramento's number one gaming podcast. And if you don't agree with me, let's go. All right. So, now that that's out of the way, we had an amazing weekend at the Sacramento Gamers Expo. We met so many awesome people. Aaron and I send our deepest thank yous to everyone who showed up, especially the fans. People who appear in our chats all the time were actually there, hung out, got to see the show live, and win some amazing prizes. So thank you, thank you, thank you. This show is going to be a little bit different. We're going to take this week off from the podcast, and instead we're going to be playing the live audio from our panel that we did this last weekend, which was honestly one of the best things that's ever happened to VGB. Especially the way that the Sacramento fans interacted. We had some amazing questions. And the best part, maybe, is that last minute I got a message from Andre Meadows from YouTube. You may know him as Black Nerd Comedy. He said, "Hey, you guys are doing a panel. Would you like to collaborate?" So we had him on with us live. And I cannot say enough on how quick and hilarious this guy is. He and Aaron just gelled extremely well. I felt like I was going to get replaced there for a minute because the chemistry was so great. But David Webb was up on the panel with us, Aaron and myself. And you just have to listen to it. I can't even explain it, especially at the end. There's one question in particular that has to do with SWAT cats. My God, the best moment in VGB history, easily. We're coming at you strong this Saturday night on twitch.tv/videogame_bang. We're doing the live Christmas party. This is where we count down the top 15 video games of 2015 as voted by VGB and all of our friends. So do not miss it. And I get really drunk, and it's going to be really fun. All that and much, much more on this week's
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
Shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
By the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
That battle, I will do it. And I will conquer.
Will you?
I will conquer.
I will conquer. I will conquer bad fur day. What?
Damn, I already lost.
Come on in. Come on in. If you're out there, come on in. Shuffle on in.
Don't be shy.
There's some seats over here in the West Wing.
Recording?
Yeah.
We're recording. All right. So welcome to the Video Game Bang panel at SAC Gamers Expo. Thank you guys all for being
Expo,
here.
Expo, just Ooh, what? SAC Gamers Expo.
I read the URL. It said SAC Gamers Expo.
No.
How you guys doing?
That's it?
Wow.
If this was a church, that would be the lamest church.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, whatever. I got bills to pay. Yeah.
You guys.
Come on in.
Come on in.
Shuffle on in.
Shuffling
How again. You guys feeling today?
There we go.
That's a little bit better.
Yeah. That's a little bit
they're
better.
Still.
Yeah.
I'm about a 75.
The fellow's grandma.
Why are you at an expo then?
No. Man, my grandma just died, but I heard Sonic Adventure 2 was on sale at the Sex Gamers Expo, so sorry, grandma.
So we are doing a panel, obviously. That's why you're here.
Wow.
We do a live video game podcast two times a week, one on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock and one at Saturdays on twitch.tv/videogame_bang. And luckily, we have a very special guest joining us. He's a super cool dude. Of course, you already know who he is. Andre Meadows, the Black Nerd Comedy.
Hey!
All rise.
Thank you.
Sorry.
For the honorable.
Appreciate it. For half of you are like, oh, I know that guy. The other half go, why is that racist guy on stage to say Black Nerd Comedy? That's actually the name of the YouTube channel. It's okay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Just want to clarify.
I had no idea.
I get that question a lot. Why
really?
Is it Black Nerd? Can I say that? It's racist? Like they chose the name for me. I chose the name. And yet they'll ask me, is that racist? I'm like, no, man. It's cool.
You want to tell them why you chose the name?
Because it wasn't obvious. Black and a nerd and the new comedy.
Okay.
All of it's debatable, but, all you know, right. I've been black for about 15, 16 years now.
It's good, good.
Yeah.
Good
I kept it. I can't take it back. You know, after 90 days, you can't take black back to Target. That's where I got it from.
From what I hear, it doesn't crack, though.
It does not crack.
Yeah.
So I didn't get the warranty for it or anything because I knew I was good.
The chocolate to vanilla ratio is actually very good on this stage. Usually it's not.
Although it's very separate. I mean, like, there's a clear line.
Segregation is going on.
There's a clear north and south.
I see that going on.
The Mason-Dixon of Set Gamers Expo. No, that's good.
Choose your sides now.
Choose your side. The Civil War. Choose your side.
So, other than starting race wars, we try and actually do a comedy show.
Yeah.
For video games.
I like to make people uncomfortable right at the start.
And you did a very
good
job. I'm very uncomfortable.
Welcome,
everyone. I regret choosing my seat. So joining us is David Webb. He's a regular on our show.
Hey, everybody.
All right. And then also.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
That's it?
Ooh. Hi. I don't know.
He's nervous. He's nervous, everybody. He's nervous.
He's nervous. It's okay. Aaron Carter.
Sir Aaron Carter here. Thank you.
And I'm Corey Vincent. And we like to do these shows differently. We like to do Q&A. So if you notice, there's a microphone right there in the middle. And for good questions, we give good gifts, prizes, goodies. And for bad questions,
get bad gifts.
You get the same of gifts. I was lying. You get gifts just for participating. So, anybody have a topic they want to start? They come up to the microphone. They can start. Otherwise, I have a good one right now. We can get started with
Star Wars trailer. Star Wars trailer.
What? There's another one?
No, there's a full blown trailer that's coming out on the 18th, right?
Oh, well, yeah, like a two and a half hour one.
Yeah.
I thought it's just like you don't know now. Like with the internet now, it's just like every day there's like a trailer, 15 TV spots. I think every character has their own 30-second TV spot now.
You don't like that?
I'm just waiting. I think Jakku's going to have one. The whole planet is going to have like a travelogue at some point. Yeah, just scenery, you know, or whatever. Or Stormtrooper number 3. This is your trailer, you know, so.
Who's all going to watch the movie?
First night, opening night, people got tickets?
First, no.
Oh, man.
Wow, really?
Should be waiting right now, literally. Like, there's people lined up, aren't they?
Hey, man, the Road Chip is also coming out, too, that weekend. So, you know, we have our choices.
Yeah.
Alvin and the Chipmunks has a longer history than Star Wars.
You going to watch it first day?
What's that?
Star Wars Road Chip?
No.
Both.
Yes.
Might as well screen hot.
Double feature, man. Yeah, you know, I've been waiting for both for years. I'm excited. No, I should be seeing it first day, and I'm excited about it. The thing is, I have high hopes for it, but I don't want to make my expectations too high because then I feel like it can't be achieved. But then at the same time, I feel like there's not really a high level they need to come from after the prequels and everything else. All you got to do is be competent at this point. And you're good. You know, it's not like you have to be this amazing film, but I'm excited about it.
Aaron, you love Star Wars. It's your favorite franchise.
Incorrect.
Oh.
I don't hate Star Wars,
right.
But I just wouldn't say it's like my favorite franchise.
Conscientious objector.
So I will watch the movie 3 weeks after it's...
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. I'm dead serious. Exactly. That man knows what's going on.
But no, I'm curious why 3 weeks. I'm intrigued.
I want all the hype to die down and.
Yeah, but say, man.
Oh yeah, I don't need any spoilers or anything like that. I can stay away from that. Like it.
You can stay away from Star Wars spoilers for 3 weeks on the internet.
3 weeks.
All I'm gonna
I don't know
how
to say weeks in Spanish.
Do you have dial up? Is that how it's gonna?
I'm still on AOL Blue Light.
Yeah.
So
by the time you get back on the internet, it will be 3 weeks.
Exactly. Exactly. Star Wars. I mean, it's a huge franchise, and I know there's gonna be millions of people that rush day one, day two, day three.
Yeah.
I don't. Particularly like doing the big crowd thing, you know?
Oh, I can understand waiting like a few days, but 3 weeks.
Few days? Oh, no, this is gonna roll into February.
So you're talking about you're gonna see. It's because Finn's the star is like a Black History Month thing. Like, I'm gonna go see Finn in February.
There it is. There, I have to bring it all together. That's exactly what I have to do. And then I'm going to cosplay as Finn as I go in there when nobody else is in the theater because I'm going to like a midnight show.
That's
going to
get you arrested.
Well, yeah, it might.
Like December, that would be like, that's cool. And February, it'd be like, we got 5 officers.
But it'll get me on the news, won't it? It'll get me on the news, won't it?
I don't think you want to be on the news with police officers around this. I would go in December.
I don't know. I'm just not as excited as, you know,
yeah,
the masses.
Oh, you're waiting on that that X-Men Apocalypse.
God, no.
He went for that Ninja Turtles.
I'd rather watch that.
Yeah. It was a good trailer, not going to lie.
I'd rather watch the Ninja Turtles movie.
It's tricky.
Nobody's watching that? You're not excited for the Ninja Turtles? Exactly.
Bebop? I am.
Rocksteady?
I am so confused. That movie has had it's like a weird one-night experience with that trailer.
You just did a review on that, right?
Please tell me all the details.
If you want to see a grown man cry in agony over confusion of his emotions, watch my video reviewing that trailer. Because I came in it just like, I'm ready to hate this. Because I was not a hardcore about the first one.
Uh-huh.
And just everything about it, I was like, I can't be mad at this. It's tricky. Yeah.
So you're cool with the Ninja Turtles wearing pants?
Well, you see, the thing is, I figured that, see, the animators being like, we lazy, we just don't want to make bottom halves of turtles. Or maybe they tried it without clothes and it just looked weird. Because, you know, in a cartoon, it can be look fine. But
okay.
If you make them, like, in real life, you're like, well, does that look like turtle junk? You know, or whatever. So they're just like, let's just put pants on them. That'll save it.
I want to know why Aaron's so concerned about their pants.
Because turtles aren't supposed to wear pants. Have you not grown up with the Ninja Turtles?
I think everybody should wear pants.
They're turtles. One, they're turtles.
Do you want them to Porky Pig it?
If we have suspended belief on giant turtles to audiences, then we might as well just go pantsless.
I'm not for pantsless anything.
Pantsless people? Who wants? Come on, take your pants off now. Here we go. Nobody? Whatever.
And the cops come again.
I'm the only one. Whatever.
We are giving away this Defiance Ultimate Edition PC game here from Tryon for the best question of the day. So you just got to be brave. This is Sacramento. You're in a safe place. We're all from Sacramento. Oh, you aren't from? Where are you guys from? Oh,
there we go. Oh,
so
there we go.
Worried
Stockton.
About you. Yeah,
right
this
on.
Is not a safe
First
place,
of all,
people.
Hold on, because I'm from Stockton, too. Thank you. So that's my people right
so
there.
So you're not going to have The Force Awakens for 3 weeks, because that's why I'm not going to see it.
No.
It won't even be there yet.
We're still playing.
It'll be on the dial-up.
We're still playing Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah.
Straight
come
through.
Oh, no, you're not.
Straight
that
through.
That didn't even make it there.
That is straight through. It's straight
out of Stockton.
Oh, man,
y'all see Mad Max? We just got it last week. Yeah. It's amazing.
You're from San Diego? Oh, okay.
San Diego.
Okay, see, I was born in Stockton. Born in the fire. That's what that was.
Did you say you were born in the fire?
Stockton. All Stockton.
I was
that's
born
what,
in the fire.
Stockton is the most dangerous place. Northern California? What are you talking about?
I know a more dangerous
Oakland?
Place.
Oakland is a stepchild of Stockton. What are you talking about?
Oh, wow.
Stockton is murder capital number one.
The 209.
Exactly, and it's ridiculous.
I'm all about that.
Born there. So, yeah, there you go, everybody. A little background history on.
Great. Thanks for selling that. I'm ready
I want
to go
some
back
questions.
Now.
I feel like we're friends
Stockton
now.
Con. Yeah.
You got a question. Ask a question. Anything you want.
Can't
into the microphone.
Come to the mic.
And then we will throw you a prize.
So you'll be the sacrificial lamb so everybody else can see how it works.
She is the video game bang Jesus.
Yeah.
The Yeezus. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Please don't ever say that again. That's.
Don't say Yeezus.
Give me a year. Hold on.
A year?
Yeah.
1962.
Every question in my life, so
this is pressure. You got a question? Come up.
More people are behind you. Now you
there
got a bus
go.
Waiting
see,
on you. See, look.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's like a billion podcasts out there.
Yep.
Like the same content, same whatever. Do you guys ever think that being original is too hard?
Nope. Just be you.
There's
only one you. There's only one Sir Aaron Carter.
Exactly.
Fortunately. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's another Aaron Carter, but
no,
not,
we don't talk about
not
that.
Sir,
he's never
Aaron
been on the
Carter.
Show before.
Oh, sir,
so
that's
Sir
that's
Aaron Carter. You
okay.
can Google that, and I guarantee you, I'm the first person that comes up.
I was about
sir
to be like, when
Aaron
they told
Carter.
Me Aaron Carter was going to be here, I got excited.
I've got that before. I got that before. Me and him still have to talk about a lot of things before.
Do you consider like? Do you have to make a conscious effort to try and be original for the show?
No, because. Kind of what you see is what you get. Like anybody that knows me personally, I'm kind of like this all the way around. Mm-hmm. So I really just try to have that come through in the podcast. I don't know. I don't really put on a show or anything like that. Because usually, if you're just yourself around like your friends, mm-hmm. then you'll be unique. You're original.
Andre, I mean, you're like up in front of everybody.
No,
right?
I think that's the very clear thing. It's all about having a unique voice, because if you have a unique voice, it's going to be about you. It's going to be your particular style. Because if you go on, like, you go on YouTube or you look at podcasts, like you said, there's a lot of people talking about the same subjects, but the voice makes it different. There's, when a movie comes out, there's like four or five different reviewers that I like watching that talk about the movies. They're all talking about the same one, but each of them is different because of their style. So it's all about the style.
Woo! Oh, interception! Oh. It was a Tony Romo. All right. Transformer toy for you. Thank you so much for the question. Good, you have another one?
Oh, yeah. So I have an intervention problem. This is why I have no friends, quote unquote. I've never seen any Star Wars movie, any Marvel, any DC, any Disney Pixar movie.
Well, because you live in Stockton, right? Well, first of all, they don't get movies. It's just a dude drawing pictures on stage.
This is Ultron. Chats all over Stockton, my birth home. What you should do, because you have a friend clearly right here. No? Oh. Well, you do now.
Yeah.
And where are your friends?
Just DVD the whole thing.
No,
just get a.
Like, it's hard to get into it because, like, you can't sit down and watch, like, 2 hours of a marathon, whatever. But I can watch a podcast and, like, listen to it for, like, days upon. I spent about, like, I think 32 hours on one Twitch channel. And then it just kept me going.
So if it was on Twitch, you can watch the whole thing.
With friends, yeah, sure.
Okay, so we got to get that going.
Somebody put Star Wars on Twitch.
We'll talk to you afterwards. Let's get on to the next person. Thank you so much. Woo!
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can do it.
All right, let's see what this guy's adorable. Uh-oh. What do you got to say?
He's got that cheeky shirt. Defiance for the PS3.
Defiance is for the PC.
The game's on the PS3.
It did come out on the PS3, though.
Yeah, it did come out on the PS3, but that one specifically
for that question,
is for the PC.
A glow stick. There you go.
Say go to a rave now.
Go to a rave.
I love that question, which is basically like an eBay comment. Which format is that on? Thank you.
What's up, Deadpool?
Okay, so do you guys like Fallout 4?
Great question.
Do you want to go first, Fallout 4?
Oh, man, I don't have enough time in my life. I hear it's good.
I've put at least 50-something plus hours into the game, and I don't want it to stop. Like, the game is amazing.
Sleeping and eating is not a priority.
No, not at all.
This
not
is
at
what's
all.
Wrong with
and
the world.
What is
why Trump's going to be president.
So I sit with a bucket next to my computer.
There you go.
Can we mute him?
And it does two things. It's one for the bathroom and one for food. I get them confused sometimes. Don't worry about all that.
That's horrible.
But just so I can play this game nonstop. And then you'll be good. Yeah, get a good 20 gallon. That'll be a good 2 days before you have to dump it out.
I'm gonna stop. You gotta get a smoothie so you can just get a really long straw.
Exactly.
And then you just gotta make it.
Exactly, a meat smoothie. This man knows what I'm talking about.
This question got away from us really quickly.
Yeah.
Fallout 4 is a very addictive game. If no one in here has played it,
any Bethesda game is really.
This man is a smart young man. Did you give him something?
I'm 14.
And you didn't play it?
Will you play it?
Fallout 3, and I don't have one of the next-gen systems, or one of the newer ones.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
So
the bucket, that's what you're talking about, right? It's Christmas presents. The bucket.
But my friend owns Fallout 4, so I just go to his house and mooch off of his PS4.
Oh, yeah, man, there's no problem. That's how you do it.
I've got my own character there and everything.
Save so much money, you know?
Right. I mean, what's the point of buying your own if you could just play on your own?
Exactly.
All right. There you go.
Yeah, people always ask me growing up, like...
Oh, my God, I'm Shredder.
Oh, my God, I'm Shredder.
What brought you all here to the SAC and...
Cars.
Oh, a Ford Focus 2011. 60,000 miles on that bad boy, and it's smooth.
Southwest Airlines.
Actually, we're from the Video Game Bang. We're here in Sacramento. We originated from Sacramento. And I
came down because I know a couple people in Sacramento, so I came down to Sac Anime once, and I met the Once Upon a Video Game guys and stuff, and so. I came to a couple of those, and then they told me about this one. I was like, oh, yeah, down. I love coming up here. It's always fun.
That's the one thing about these conventions. You make friends, shake hands, and you start seeing these same people over and over again. We met Andre. He helped us out with a video at SAC Anime.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
And that was awesome. Yeah.
That was
hilarious.
A lot of fun.
And then,
I was doing that all week afterwards, like, yup. Nope.
And then we were just kind of – we meet up through other friends, and then he's like, hey, we want to jump on the panel with us? And he was awesome enough to do it, so – Let's, what do we got?
He's going in the Barney bag right there.
Nice. All right, what do we got?
Oh, love the shirt.
Thank you. And my hat, too, right? Okay, before I ask my question, I have a comment to your earlier comment, your discussion about turtles wearing pants. Whether you guys agree with it or not, you guys definitely have to agree with the fact that I'd rather see turtles with pants than the thing with no pants, right?
Bam!
Okay,
well,
I don't know what Ninja Turtles movie Aaron wants to see.
I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm just different. You know, and I'm the pantsless type of person, you know. It's all right if y'all want to keep your hands down, but I know we out there. I know we out there somewhere. Somebody's out there. to keep up appearances.
Police.
Yeah, society keeps me down.
And my question for you guys is, you know, I know you guys heard about the download for Cloud for Smash Bros. Are there any characters you guys would like to see as a DLC for Smash Bros.? Personally, I'd love to see Simon Belmont.
Oh, yeah, that would be a good one, actually, for Castlevania, yeah. Ooh, that's a tough one.
Well, keep it on that same train. I would love to see Captain N, the Game Master, whether it's the actual character or even just a Mii costume. Because you got the gun Mii, so they could be the Zapper as a gun. He wears the Captain N, and that could be like your Mii. I think that'd be sweet with the N jacket and everything.
Would he have the belt buckle and everything?
Of course, yeah, the belt buckle. And that could be one of his moves, maybe. It's just like he swoops, moves left
Do
and
you
right.
guys know what we're talking about?
Nope.
Exactly. I figured they would.
All people in the house.
Exactly.
Captain N and the Game Master and Mega Man.
We have Mega Man, we got Kid Icarus in there. So if we can get Simon Belmont and Captain N, it's a reunion.
If his super move isn't like a washer and dryer that he jumps in or something like that. If he doesn't jump in like a washer and dryer for his super move, then I don't want it in the game. No, that's actually a really good one.
Yeah. But also, I know a lot of people have said about King K. Rool from Donkey Kong Country would also be a cool, like, heavy character to add.
They got the Mii costume for it.
Web?
I don't know. I may be on the outskirts, but I'm happy with who we have. Like, I like Link. I just play with Link, and that's about it.
Such a cop.
Jeez. Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah.
Because I'm a simple man.
Yeah.
With simple needs. I like that. And I need Rutabaga.
More PlayStation characters. I love it.
Yeah. All right. Oh, free stuff. Oh. Forgot. You look like you need some tattoos.
Okay.
Tattoos.
Whoa.
All right.
You look like you need some tattoos. That's what you just told us.
Sorry, I didn't mean that maybe the way it came out.
Okay.
As Andre's been saying, there's been trailers dropping like crazy. And since we just had that interesting Batman v Superman trailer, I was wondering, do you guys like a lot of spoilers in your trailers, or do you like them to leave the air of mystery like Star Wars?
They showed the whole movie with Batman versus Superman. There's no reason to even go watch the movie. I don't know. I don't like all that. In the trailer, it should be at least 1 minute or 1.5 minutes long, and then just kind of give me some of the highlights.
Yeah, 3 minutes is definitely too long. And then the thing is, with a trailer, you can show a lot. Like, you could have a 2 minute trailer that shows a lot of action scenes, shows a lot of points. But if you just sort of show them randomly to make the trailer look good, you can see a lot of what's going to be in the movie without knowing the exact sequence. The problem with that trailer was it felt like an exact sequence of events. Here's where they meet. Here's where Lex comes in. Here's where Doomsday cops out. Here's where Wonder Woman shows up. And I think that was the biggest thing. If that literally is the first shot we see of Wonder Woman in costume, could you imagine being in the theater and that scene happened, not knowing it was going to happen? People would have lost their mind. But now we'll be like, oh, yeah, that was a trailer.
I saw that already.
Whatever. But that trailer was definitely made for a Jimmy Kimmel mainstream audience. That was not like the Comic-Con trailer. That's the trailer.
Yeah.
That was the good one.
Aaron, myself, and Webb all write for a website called Nerd Reactor. And so they're very hip on news, and we're privy to a lot of the conversations and rumors and leaks and spoilers. And they're one of those websites that Scarlett Johansson's wearing a pink T-shirt on the set of Avengers 5. And I don't need to know all that. I hate all that. I want to know as little as possible. I don't even want to know the name of the movie. Just tell me where to be.
So then what?
The trailer should just say, Civil War, go to Regal on this day. And then I'll do it. I don't need to see it. I know it's going to be good.
Andre, before the movie.
Yeah, I like Regal. Right? That's good. Yeah. Cha-ching.
But don't go watch that movie. It's going to be terrible.
For you, sure.
Batman vs. Superman is going to be terrible.
Now, are you gonna wait 3 weeks?
I'm not gonna watch that at all.
Oh, you're not going at all?
No.
You're completely banning it.
No. I will wait till that comes on Betamax before I go watch that. I'm not going to watch that.
That's from our sponsor.
Is there Old Spice guy just called you?
Yep. I got him on speed, though.
Imagine a text that just goes, body glove!
What's going on?
Hey, so I saw the Ninja Turtle trailer, too. and I was waiting for Stephen Amell because, I mean, it's the Turtles. What are you going to do? Michael Bay. There's not a lot you're going to do. Nothing's going to wow us. But I saw him, and I'm just like, he just has the mask on. I'm like, that's it?
You wanted more from Casey Jones?
Yeah, because, you know, Casey Jones has, you know, the long hair, the pads, the kind of quiver kind of thing, with full, like, with a bat and a and all that stuff. And all I see is Stephen Amell just in, like, a hoodie with a mask and a stick. And I'm like, that's it?
I saw they cut his. He doesn't have long hair in this anymore,
no,
right?
No.
He's short hair.
No, he's got the arrow
they
hair.
Updated him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a millennial now, yeah, apparently. Yeah.
And all you just see him is just like rollerblading between two cars while it's exploding. I'm like, guess, could you have done a little more with Casey Jones?
Well, the only thing is I don't want them to put too much attention in it because I don't want the movie to be about him. Like, he needs to be he and April need to be supporting characters for the Ninja Turtles because, God forbid, I want to see Ninja Turtles in a Ninja Turtles movie. You know, as long as his action, or I guess his acting is fine. It's whatever. It's their interpretation, just like turtles wearing pants.
Right.
Yes.
But what was with Megan Fox?
Fan service.
Oh, come on. What was up?
Come
with
on,
that?
Man.
That's fan
we know
service.
What was up. Man.
I literally feel like there was a conversation where it went, "Bay, we got to have more turtles." And he's like, "Here's a trade-off. You get more turtles in this movie if you give me one shot of Megan Fox belly."
So okay. I want to really know why are we talking about all this other stuff and we're just going to glaze over the fact that Tyler Perry's in the movie.
Yeah,
I know. Like, I saw that too.
And there's not one Madea scene in the whole movie, but he's going to be in the movie.
Not only is he in the movie, but not even like regular Tyler Perry, like straight up cartoony, like, this going to be good. I'm going to make me some mutants for you.
It's one of those movies.
Yeah, he looks like a cartoon version of like Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Just remember, all black people don't act
like
that.
Neil deGrasse Tyson didn't become an astrophysicist, but like a mad scientist.
He would have made mutants, is what you're
that
saying?
That would be him.
We would have giant rhinos and warthogs.
But see, that fascinates me, though. I would see that.
This might break, so.
No, catch. Shot glasses.
Shot glasses.
Nice. Going to get wasted on us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Drink responsibly. You got to always say that.
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
You got to protect yourself. I
got a question you might maybe be able to help me with. What does a shaved Wookiee look like?
Like David Webb. Yeah, there you go.
Aaron, you got any pictures of your mom on your phone?
Whoa! That was the worst joke I've ever heard.
Shots fired.
Worst joke I've ever heard.
No, you didn't hear my Hitler joke last night, did you?
See, this is what I mean. Yeah, I don't know what a shaved Wookiee looks like. I don't know.
Rufus Morat. From Kim Possible. That's what a Wookiee looks like.
That's a good one.
I like it.
Interception.
Wow. I am Tony Romo
today. Go get Rager, go.
Hi, what video game did you first play that encouraged you and made you decide you wanted to continue playing video games?
David Webb.
The very first one.
Actually, I didn't play video games as a kid.
Star Fox on the N64. I played other games before, but that was the game to where, like, I remember my friend and I, before we went outside and played, we, like, powered through, like, the whole game at, like, multiple times. And then we're like, okay, let's go outside. But that game, I think, really got me hooked into video games. And, it was a lot of fun.
Mr. Carter.
I played an old school game on the Sega Genesis called... and I'm probably slaying the name, but I loved it so much. It was a football game. It was John Walsh, college football.
Yeah.
And I traded an action figure for a four controller splitter on my Sega Genesis, so all my friends could be on the same team.
That's awesome.
And we played like a whole season of John Walsh college football. And I was like, co-op games are my thing now. Like, I got to get on all this. And it went from that to Madden to, you know, Call of Duty to all this other type of, you know, so. I would say, John Walsh college football.
That's a good one. That's really random.
All right, so I'm going to be the old guy here, I guess. I was going to say Miss Pac-Man and Q-Bert were my first video games at the arcade. I used to play those all the time. Or it was like the arcades, like the laundromats and the grocery stores. They would usually have one of those in there. And then I used to just play that while my parents would grocery shop, and that was just what got me into games. And then once the Atari 2600 came out and then the NES came out, like, it was great to just be able to play it at home. So, yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
Cool. What was yours?
What was my first game?
Yeah.
Pong.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good one.
Represent.
Thank you.
All right. What do we got?
What
was your favorite game out of all the games you played?
All games?
Come back to me. I gotta think about this.
Oh, that's easy. It's Tetris. I don't know.
All time?
Tetris is...
Really? The guy who complains the most about features and innovation in video games, Tetris.
So let's go from the beginning. Tetris, in the beginning...
In the beginning, there was Tetris.
Apparently mastered its gameplay.
Okay. You've mastered it?
No, I'm saying the game.
Okay.
And now we are at, what, like the 100th iteration of a Tetris type of game?
Yeah.
And it stayed the same, right? Still sells crazy amount. Why do you think that is? Because it's perfection. It's free on the App Store. You can play it out on the show floor right now if you wanted to. Like, they've made different ways, you know, to play Tetris, but that core game of different shapes falling, you make a line, they disappear, it stays classic throughout the whole thing. So it's like I can play that over and over and over again, and I'm still, you know, playing.
Yeah, we're just playing Tetris
just,
Blitz.
It's just a
variation.
Yeah, variation of a classic. That's just what it is. Tetris is timeless. Like, I don't see that game.
Is that your favorite game?
I would have to say it's my favorite game out of every single game, yeah.
Wow. All right. Yeah. Halo 2 is the real answer, but all right.
No, cool. Come on now.
Which derived from Tetris.
Exactly, yeah.
Every game after Tetris derived from Tetris.
Tetris is the alpha and omega.
Yeah.
The beginning.
It is
the
game
end.
Prime.
The beginning and the end, yes.
Andre, favorite game of all time?
I would, silly answer, but I would say Mario 3. I think Mario 3 is definitely...
Just damn. This half the room loves it.
Yeah. But I'm back. I am right with you on Tetris because that's a good game. A game that is very simple in concept, but it's random every single time. It's difficult to master. That's a game you do constantly play. I mean, 50, 60 years from now.
Yeah.
All these, Xbox One will be the relic, and people will still be playing Tetris.
When society resets itself.
Yeah, nuclear fallout. Yeah. People will be dusting off Tetrises.
There you go.
Nice reflex.
When people get the Oculus Rift, the first thing they go, is Tetris on this?
Yeah, exactly.
Yo.
All right, let's talk about Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Here we go.
Sonic. What are you guys' thoughts on that? Because, you know, people are all really jumping the gun, thinking the worst. How do you think this is going
to
play out?
So for people listening to the podcast version, because this is going to be released on the internet next week, he asked us about Final Fantasy VII being episodic. And we talked about this on the show last night.
We did.
And how do you make an open world RPG episodic and make sense?
Well, a lot of the mechanics are changing, as you see, with the fighting mechanics and then, of course, the graphical upgrades. And their excuse was to do something on the scale of Final Fantasy VII, but with these updated graphics and the updated technology that we have now, it's just almost impossible. It would take forever, is what they're saying.
So, by that sense, though, they're saying that Final Fantasy VII Remake is going to be bigger than Final Fantasy XV.
That's what they're saying.
That's
but
crazy. I mean,
did you play the original, correct?
Oh, yes, my favorite game of all time.
Three discs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you could play the first disc, the second disc, or whatever for hours. Like, there was tons of things to do in there.
Yeah.
If they put the same amount of time in each episode, where I can play it so long until the next episode comes out, I'll be all right with that.
Same.
But saying that, they could have just threw it on one Blu-ray and then been like, here's the whole thing. So, I mean.
Well, yeah. But then that means they can also put every fighter in a fighting game, and every level in Battlefront.
Look at King of Fighters. King of Fighters is coming out, 50 people on that. Yeah, 50. I mean, so it's possible.
It's possible.
But money, money makes it to where, hey, if I can charge you $50 for episode one, $50 for episode two, and then $50 for episode seven.
Going to be the key, how much they decide to charge.
And the amount
of time. Has that been announced?
It has not been announced yet. And the amount of time in between is another factor. Like, if it's a year before episode two comes out, then we got problems. I'm going to have to go knock on somebody's door and be like, you know, what the hell?
Yeah, I'm hoping the episodes aren't no more than a year apart.
Like, that's still too long. Like, to wait for that?
I don't know, or it's hard to say.
Like a quarter, you think?
But we shouldn't even be discussing incomplete games. Like, there was a time when you purchased a game and it was done.
Yeah.
Now we as a society have accepted these incomplete games. Destiny, you know, Titanfall.
Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah.
The list goes on. Parents, if you're buying, you know, your kids video games this Christmas or, you know, or buckets, just realize, you know, it may not be a complete game, and you might get some DLC. You know, on that show floor, you got complete games out there. A little bit pricey, but you got some complete games out there.
There's no such thing as a $59.99 game anymore.
No, not anymore.
It's a minimum $100 if you want to feel like you're getting the complete thing. And then that's the season pass for season one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I learned that lesson the hard way in Borderlands. When I was like, season pass? Bet. I'm going to be playing this game a lot. And then so I did it. And then things were coming out, and I didn't get the download. And they're like, oh, that was last season. This is this season. So you have to pay another $30 if you want to get this character.
I would start them off in old consoles, you know, have them go through the struggle.
Vote with your dollars. Yeah.
And then upgrade to the new stuff.
Get
that
alcohol
and
the Q-tip.
Yeah, exactly. Get them real quick. You know, tapping on the consoles, yeah. Get them on that. Two buttons first, and then upgrade to your 8 and stuff like that.
Yeah, I got a relative who's all like, I want to buy my kid a PlayStation 4 for Christmas. I was like, cool, so you got internet and stuff. They're like, oh, no, we don't have internet at the house. And I was just like,
what are you going to do?
That's a waste. I was like, every game always has a day one patch right off. The system itself is going to have a console update. You know, I was like, so I don't. What can you do with a new console if you don't have internet?
That was the outrage when they first announced the DRM stuff and people flipped out because they're like, you can't have internet. I guess I can't buy a system anymore.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. You can hear me, right?
Into the microphone so the people at home can hear you.
You can twist it up, yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm actually happy that you guys answered the previous question about your video games, like back when you used to play. So seeing that we got better graphics nowadays than how things were back in the day, if you can bring back any old school game that you loved as a kid for a remake, what would it be?
That's a good one.
Super good.
Because they've done a couple of mine already.
And I have an extra question after that for Andre.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You want his phone number, don't you?
Why, you guys think on the first question?
You want his phone number?
No.
I got to think about that one. Let me give you
What do you think, Whip?
I got to think, too.
All right, well, I'll just talk for no reason. I don't even know. An old school?
No. they already did one of my favorite games, Perfect Dark. They did an HD remake for it. But if they were to, I don't know, it just had features that first-person shooters don't have any of that. You could disarm people in Perfect Dark. Like, they run around with a gun, and you punch them, and they drop it. Like, can you do that in Call of Duty, anybody? Exactly. No. You can? You can? Well, then I want Perfect Dark.
So,
Perfect Dark to
a
come
game
back.
That I did just for graphics, solely for graphics purposes, mm-hmm. Fallout 4.
What? Wow.
I'm going to go back to Star Fox. Star Fox N64.
Star
I would
Fox?
Like to see that. Star Fox in 64.
Well, they had the 3DS.
Yeah, they have done that.
There we go.
All right, then.
This is completely left field, but they did that DuckTales Remastered.
Yeah, they did.
I would love to see. I used to love playing the Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers game, so I would love to see Rescue Rangers get that same treatment.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers Remastered.
Can I ask my
thinking about it, too. Twisted Metal 2 was probably one of my all-time favorite games. And I'd like to see that in higher definition. Like,
you know, like Twisted Metal Black?
Black sucked. Yeah, it was
Rocket League behind that.
Rocket League, yeah. It's basically Rocket League. Do a crossover.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Andre, I actually have a pretty good question for you.
Okay.
I am also a YouTuber.
Yes.
And I was wondering, and I'm getting nervous now, I would very much like to do a collaboration video with you. Is that okay?
Do you have a camera with you here today, right now?
On my phone. Does that count?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
We'll do it right after the podcast.
Sweet. After the podcast, for sure.
Can I do one with you too, Audra?
No.
No?
Because you're not going to see Star Wars for 3 weeks.
Oh, that's true. That is true.
Sorry.
Yeah, hipster Jedi.
Can I want to ask if you guys are in the PC or consoles?
Oh, now he wants to start fights. That's what he wants to do. He wants to start battles.
And the Scottish Rite-tinner exploded that day.
Exactly.
I've recently converted from console to PC. Pretty hardcore. And the reason
Who
is
gasped? Oh, okay.
She's like, he had credibility, but not anymore. No, I liked. I just love mods. I love seeing a TARDIS in the middle of the land of Skyrim. I love off-the-wall goofy things in my video games and just the ability to do it. So I love it for the mod purposes, the graphical reasons. I could play on this high resolution. It's right in front of my face. I could keep my other websites up.
Kind of tonsil. You got to tape it off at the end. What other websites?
We'll tell you after the show.
Consoles. I like consoles all the way because I like being able to buy my system and be able to play it and not have to upgrade every couple of years with to keep up.
Andre, I'm going to let you go first.
I'm on console right now, but I'm very curious with just with the gaming industry as a whole, because the consoles are starting to become like mini PCs, really. And but like you said, they're not fully on. So I'm wondering if we're ever going to get to that point, particularly I look at Microsoft, of here's a PC slash console hybrid that just has all the features, but it's just done at an easier level so that people who have not used PCs for gaming can use this new box like that, but it has the same power as a PC.
What I'm most excited about as a PC gamer, because I do have both, but what they're doing is Microsoft is making it where you can stream your... They have it right now. You can stream your Xbox to my PC. I don't know, God, why I'd ever want to do that. But what's interesting is that you can do it the other way around pretty soon. So I could take my computer, make that run all the processing and graphics, and then go to my living room and kick my wife out from watching, you know, Orange is the New Black, and I could be playing my games. Orange is the New Black? It's a good show.
Said boo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, on the Wii U, you can use your television while your friend plays the game on the screen.
There you go.
Boom. Bam. Point one Nintendo. What?
I'm going to go with everything. I can't choose one
or
the
other.
You
want one to rule them all.
I want one thing to rule all video games.
You're a video game communist.
Yeah.
You socialist.
Wait, you want just one console out there in the world?
So I can have everything on, from Sony, Nintendo, to Microsoft.
Cross-platform, mainly, because you're a
co-op. And yet you're concerned about DLC and microtransactions.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Because we're one console boy.
I didn't say it was going to be perfect. But, I mean, I can't choose between a PC and a console. That's too tough. They both have positive and negatives.
Yeah.
I don't.
Like Andre brought up, they're pretty much the same nowadays.
Yeah, yeah, they're very, very close, but I don't...
We've already surpassed the arcades.
Hey, they're still out there somewhere.
There's
a couple of them out there. Yeah, Street Fighter is a big
arcade.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But the Wii U has a gamepad. Let me just again reiterate.
It does.
Are you getting paid by them?
I said buy your Wii U tonight.
So how did you all come to know each other, and why did you start podcasting?
We all... We're lowly GameStop employees at one point.
Well, I wasn't lowly.
Oh, no, excuse me. You were
upper echelon of GameStop.
What were you? Assistant
CEO
ASM.
Of
assistant
Western
store manager.
Regional Marketing. And, no, I wasn't. No, literally just worked at a GameStop together. And then a lot of the things, the conversations, kind of like how we have now with you and everything, they sound similar on Xbox Live. So instead of just... keeping it to ourselves, we just recorded it and put it out. So it kind of sounds like an Xbox Live communication, you know, conversation the whole way, you know. And that's why I'm thinking it's so easy for anybody to get into the podcasting. All you have to do is just take the group of friends you got, talk about what you normally talk about already. If you are into what, and there's a podcast about everything. If you're into cheese, I guarantee you there's a podcast about Brie.
I love fancy cheeses.
Called, Bring It On or something like that. And you'll find out, and you'll love it, or something like that. Oh my God, they were talking about Gouda all day, and just you gotta, yeah. Star Wars agrees with me back then, yeah.
And Andre, you've been thinking about starting a podcast, even right?
Oh,
so
it's
growing.
I mean, in a way, it's like it's a weird live podcast, video podcast to myself, which is I'm sure a psychiatric problem, but yeah, it's fun. I love listening to it, and like you said, there's just so many different ones. I found a Fresh Prince one.
Oh man, I gotta get on.
It's just like a couple guys are literally going back and watching every episode of Fresh Prince and seeing if because you know those shows always had a message to see if it's still relevant today, what the message they were trying to put in that episode of Fresh Prince.
Best episode is when Will got shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me the gun, Carlton.
give me the gun.
Give me the gun, yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna have you on the field.
Exactly.
I'm gonna have a bunch of fly honey and a bunch of kids. I'm gonna be a better father. Even. Why you don't want me, man?
Yeah.
Hey, dude, that was a depressing episode.
He's like, don't toy around with my emotions,
I'm sorry.
Andre.
I was literally I was hanging out with a friend. We were laughing, joking, watching TV, and that episode came on, and the mood just changed. We just all like, man, I gotta go home and call my dad, man. Man, the world is crazy.
I know, second round, right?
She's like, I just want to make sure that is for the PS, PC, right? It's not for the...
Say it one more time, confirm.
If you had a choice, would you rather play Minecraft or Tetris?
Well, you know my choice.
Yeah.
Minecraft. No, Tetris, yeah. I'm on Tetris, man.
Tetris.
Minecraft. That reminds me of a great Hitler
segregation
joke.
Segregation is real in this place, ain't it?
After the show, come see me. I'll tell you an amazing Hitler joke about Minecraft.
No, no, no. That's terrible.
People walk out. They're like, oh, no. No Hitler. She's like, my prize.
What does that say for the people that stay then?
Excuse me. I believe there's a second part of this. Thank you.
You are the worst
and also,
quarterback.
Also, what would be your favorite mod? Mob.
For Minecraft?
Mm-hmm. The creepers. They're the best. They're the only ones that I have fear of.
No. That's a good
and
one.
And for mods, the Pokemon
The
mod.
Pokemon mod, yeah. That's pretty awesome. Good, yeah.
I like creepers just because they look cute.
Until they blow up in your face.
Just don't hug any, and you're good. Cool.
Cool, cool.
Is there a Tetris? Is there a Minecraft Tetris?
I have no
idea. There's got to be.
But there's got to be, yeah.
I want that.
Yes, I have a question for all of y'all, but have any of y'all ever played a game before called Infamous?
Yes.
Yep.
Have any of y'all ever seen a movie before called Kiki's Delivery Service?
No. Yes. Is there a correlation between
you
the
did?
Two?
Hey, this is like probably, hey, this came to me in a dream I was having last night, but I was thinking.
That's getting scary. What's up?
No, I was thinking about the creators of Infamous Sucker Punch Studios. They should team up with Hayao Miyazaki to create a Kiki's Delivery Service video game that's like Infamous, where she flies around on her broom due to deliveries and she fights magical enemies. Just think about it. Self-shaded graphics, Kiki's Delivery Service using the Infamous engine.
I don't know
get
what
on
anything.
I'm not a game developer, so I appreciate the information.
Get on
but
it.
But I can't do anything with it. You should reach out to them. Send them a letter.
Okay, I just want to see if y'all think that's tight.
Hey, man. Kickstart it. I don't know. Put it on Indiegogo. Let's make it happen.
Do you have any more of those?
Kiki's Infamous Service.
Awesome ideas?
Well, the other awesome idea I had, but I doubt it will ever happen, but this is it. Capcom Ladies versus Skullgirls.
Okay. Bam. No. Fighting game.
I like it.
He's good at that one. Yeah. That's
a
good
dude,
one right there.
He's on. We need to.
So you might want to talk to some execs.
You should mail that to yourself.
Definitely. Yeah, that's good, man.
I already spoke to the voice actors of Skullgirls last year at the panel about the idea, and they just told me the exact same thing. Speak to the creators about it.
Think about
it. They already went against SNK, Marvel, Tekken, Tatsunoko, whoever the heck that is. Why not give the ladies a chance to fight? Really?
Yeah, I'm saying. Yeah. Shit. Yeah. Just when he said Capcom ladies, for some reason my head just went, Capcom ladies, sing the song, dude. Capcom ladies.
Hey, how you doing, Jerry?
So, Andre, my sister says, loves your show.
Oh, thank you.
And this is for you.
Are you serious?
Oh. Okay, we're
dude,
good.
Dude, I love this game. Thank you so much. It's the Popeye Arcade. Oh, that's so cool.
If you guys haven't played that, it's kind of like Donkey Kong-ish, right?
Yeah. It's a good game. Nintendo, thank you so much,
speaking
man.
Of arcades, I collect arcades,
that's right.
And I have that arcade machine.
Oh,
you?
So now you have
a piece
of it.
Tonight, do you not have a cover
for
it? That's an extra.
Oh, that's a duplicate. Okay, I'm about to say, don't ruin your arcade machine.
Yeah.
Thank
so
you so much.
My question is, like, if you can have any arcade machine, what it would be?
Qbert.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Qbert is diagonal controls, so it's a lot easier to play it on arcade than it is when you try to port. I mean, you kind of can play it now with the new controllers, but it's best on console.
Okay.
So. And the Turtles arcades, of course.
Oh, my God. Like, what else?
Anybody else?
Yeah, Turtles arcade. Yeah. I got to go with that. I've never even beat the arcade one, so I got to go with that one.
I don't remember the name of the game, but it was like I think it was a cop game, and it activated the motion, so you could shoot, and then you can actually like move.
Police 911.
Yes, I spent so much money on that game. Time Crisis is good, yeah.
Street Fighter 2, probably.
That's one I have.
Oh, you got that?
Yeah.
And you didn't bring him.
You
the
didn't bring me the thing.
I didn't have an extra marquee, so.
And I have no idea who the hell you are. So there you go.
Thank you.
Good catch.
And I want a picture with you afterwards with this.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere.
Hey, you got a lot to do after this, don't you?
Oh, nice. Oh, okay. He's like, I gave you a gift, but I got smashes to do. So. All right. But thank you so much, man.
Well, come over here right now.
Okay. All right, go ahead. What's up? Let's continue.
Unless you got more stuff to give him.
Leslie, thank you all for being here. I still have a question for Sean, actually.
Who?
I was waiting for the... Sorry, the black nerd. Sorry,
that's him.
My fellow brother. I'm also a black nerd.
Clearly. Yeah. Was not going to mistake that.
All right, well, we can let the next guy go if you want to wait.
Okay.
I have a question. What is your guys' thoughts on the way gaming now uses currency like silver and Destiny and crowds and ESO?
I love it, and I think League of Legends is doing it in a great way, like where it's optional.
There's to like pay or play a long time to gather the currency.
Yeah, I don't like when it's pay to win where you use currency.
Yeah, because I know right now Destiny's doing something where it's you don't pay to win, but you pay to get like emotes and sparrows.
Oh my gosh, this
hurts. I find it kind of annoying.
Now, the one thing I did hear about that is that because you are buying emotes, which of course don't have any effect on your gameplay, they are going to take the money from that and put it towards DLC. So the DLC that's coming out from here on until at least the end of year two, you won't have to pay for. So it's not...
You just blew this man's mind.
It, but, it, I mean, it is a better... It's better than them just pocketing the money and be like, hey, peace, thanks for giving us
$400. So if you pay for emotes... And then I go and get the game. I get you just paid for my free stuff, basically.
Pretty much.
So you're paying for the freeloaders.
Yeah, you're paying for that.
Are you okay with that?
I'm okay with that. That sounds like fun.
Wow.
You're just a nice guy.
I get something out of it. I got some cool stuff.
Okay, so I got a car payment.
You're just a nice guy. That's it.
You can go and throw $250 on that. You know, I give you a ride to work one time a year.
Can you co-sign this lease for me?
Exactly, yeah. I got some people on me.
To, but I wanted to ask one more question. Actually, it's mostly about ESO. What do you – because I like Bushida, but I noticed that they were selling their next two pieces of content for Cyrodiil and the Orc Land, which is smaller than the original game, and they're selling them for $40 for both, which is practically almost a whole new game. And my dad and I are like, I don't really know if we want to buy that.
I think ESO went free to play, and they might be hurting for that money. So
their crowns went on clearance on the PlayStation Store.
Yeah, I know their clearance and their numbers are probably not doing that great. So that's probably the cost of doing business. I'm sure if they could have made it cheaper, they would. But since no one's paying subscription fees,
they got to charge that extra money or whatever. Yeah, it sucks.
Having more fun playing Fallout 4.
Yeah, I mean,
I like the offline ability of it.
There it is.
And some glasses.
Oh. And now they're broken. My man in yellow had a question for specifically.
A question for me? Yeah. Go for it.
Hey, brother.
It's hey, me. Brother.
So I was wondering, I noticed that in your crossover review with the Nostalgia Critic and Doug Walker with the Smurfs, do you look like you had a blast together? So how much fun exactly do you two have together?
How much fun?
Yep.
On a scale, if
like
you had
on a scale, of
rate it. I mean, tell me all the times, good times that you had together.
It was 125% of fun. It was a lot of fun, dude. It was great. I've been watching him for that sounds so soccerish. I've been watching him from his window. No, I've been watching his videos for a while, and I was a fan of his work. And so when I finally got a chance to meet him, and it was like at a convention and something, and he was just like he was aware. It was like cool, and so we just chatted, and then. He's like, oh, we should review something together. And I was like, have you ever done Smurfs? And that was it. So it went from there. But yeah, he's great. It was great.
Thank you.
No problem, man.
Okay, I'm back.
Yes, you are.
I had a question about the new Star Wars game, Battlefront.
Yeah.
So you know how they're adding the new planets from Star Wars 7? You know how they have the hero battles? So I'm wondering if you will play as the heroes from 4, 5, and 6, or if they're going to make... new heroes, so if you're playing on the enemy side, like the New Order, if you would play as, like, what's the guy's name?
Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren and Captain Phasma, and then you would play as Finn or Rey if you're on the hero side, and maybe some other characters, I don't know.
We can only hope, because they gave us such a shallow amount of characters for that high dollar value.
I know, right?
They should give it to us for free, with an apology, personal, from Lucas himself. He had nothing to do with it, but he'll write a letter.
Talk to people.
Lucas,
he's like, I apologize on their behalf for the game that we made.
That would mean something to me.
Yeah. Especially if it's from George Lucas.
Yeah. I wanted a playable Jar Jar. No. Personally.
What?
Yeah.
And so now you guys know the real Corey.
Well, I mean, I would want a playable Jar Jar as the enemy so you could shoot Jar Jar.
Exactly.
Because that would be more fun than playing as him.
Yes.
Also,
control
people really
as Jar Jar, like you just took everyone out as Jar Jar. That would be sad.
Like Dan from Street Fighter.
I would feel really bad if I got killed by Jar Jar Binks. I'd be very sad. I'd be like, what am I doing? How bad am I at this game?
I think the guy who created Jar Jar Binks feels really bad. I think he feels sad.
I think the guy
sad.
Who created the trill, like the 1, 2, and 3 feels really bad.
I mean, that would be George Lucas.
Yeah.
Why and that's why he's like, Disney, he's take like, it. Yeah, I'm done.
He's like Scrooge McDuck in a bunch of gold coins swimming, saying, I don't care.
Getting lead poisoning from all
wiping his face with $100 bills.
Man, my stepdad told me a theory. He says that maybe Jar Jar Binks is a Sith Lord because he keeps messing up with the knights, the Jedi Knights. He keeps screwing them over, and we you know, he's just playing a ruse.
Like the ultimate spy type of deal.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Would that redeem him?
No, there's nothing that can redeem that creature.
Redeem
no,
him, but it's a cool thing. So if you go back and watch 1, 2, and 3, you can kind of it's kind of weird thinking like. Man, maybe he is a Sith Lord.
Andre, what can they do to redeem Jar Jar?
That would be crazy if he walked out like,
you can't do anything to redeem
Lisa, him. You have to
touch
up.
Oh, so you finally caught on to my plan.
Damn. Yes. Mustache. I, Jarvis Binkington.
Jarvis Binkington? Yes. That's a good one.
Jarvis Binkington has been planning this since the entire time. But you know too much.
That would be amazing.
So back to the Battlefront thing. Do you think that they will make you play as 4, 5, and 6 characters on planets like Jakku? Because I think that's weird.
I doubt they will because it's EA.
Yeah.
But if they do, I will be very surprised.
So character lock?
I'd be kind of frustrated if they made you play as 4, 5, and 6
I've
characters.
Been kind of frustrated since that game came out. So we're on the same boat.
There are not. It's not as. I feel like they were trying too hard to be Call of Duty.
I bet
you
write articles, right?
You played the original ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were great.
Okay.
And then
all right.
EA
as long
was
as you
like,
know your history.
Hey, hey, guess what?
Yeah.
Here's a crappy game.
Yeah. This man's going
this
places.
Guy's gonna, I'm going to subscribe to his podcast.
We need to team you up with Skullgirls Campcom, Ken. Y'all just need to open up a game studio.
Yes. Yes. We would.
Put him on the panel.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I better be able to play as Finn, and that would be amazing, man.
Yeah, if they don't, that's a travesty.
Okay, I have two questions for Andre. The black nerd. What happened to the...
As opposed to the other Andre in the room. The Asian banker. Oh, okay.
What happened to the awkward talks with girls segment? Because you were like smooth Andre in that...
Whoa. What happened?
In that segment.
I don't know.
You don't know? I mean, there's got to be some...
You gonna bring,
hey,
there's no
there
bringing that back?
Ladies in
hey,
here right
hey,
now
hey man. Reviews and rants came back. Sword and Shell came back. So who knows? Other things can always return. Nothing's ever the Force. The Star Wars came back. So if Star Wars can come back,
you gotta get
the
girls back.
Talks might be able to come back. I don't know.
All right,
it's on the same level, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's big.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
And my other one is: have you ever thought of using an actual chain chop, not like a Nintendo chain chop, so you don't get copyright claim, but like. Like your own, like custom made chain chop, and then you could be like, "Sick of chain chop, I'm out," or something like that.
Maybe I don't know. I've been trying to, because I keep trying to find like, because I know there's actually like plush ones and stuff. But yeah, maybe that's a good idea, or maybe I just put it on my hand. Would that be awkward? Like, hey, I got a chain chop on my.
It depends if you're coming at me like that. But yeah,
you know, I felt a little weird just doing that. Exactly. I was like, this just got really awkward.
I would go with it then.
Right, like your shirt, by the way.
Don't worry, this question's for fun.
Oh.
Okay. So, you know, I know a lot of people are really kind of like, you know, I mean, the DC franchise, it's been getting like kind of like Man of Steel got the John Cena, Roman Reigns split reaction treatment. You know, what are some things you guys would like to see in DC movies that would make you want to see them?
Better directing. Better cast choice.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale would actually be an upgrade.
Swear to me.
Let's get rid of, and this is probably very drastic, but let's get rid of the Superman franchise.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad, but I mean.
He's not movie worthy. Because, I mean, if you think about it, what type of plot besides, what type of trouble can Superman get into that he just doesn't punch to win? Right? He doesn't think for anything. It's just, I'm going to punch as hard as I can.
That's how he beat Doomsday.
Exactly. There's no real. That's how he. If you didn't know, that's how he solves all his problems. Not saying that, you know. So it works in comic books, but to me, it doesn't work for the big screen. You know, he doesn't have to deduce anything. He just has to. Well, how hard can I punch him without killing him? Okay, let me go one step beyond that. And yeah.
Oh, man, you know what? Even more than the addition of Christian Bale, it'd probably benefit more from the removal of. What's that kid's name?
Jesse Eisenberg.
Eisenberg. Oh,
you don't like Eisenberg as Lex?
The red capes are coming.
Yeah.
No. Get that out of my movie.
Well, I think they should probably, DC should start by not focusing on their big names first. Like, if they had a Young Justice movie, they would probably they would probably do a lot better in the box office as opposed to trying to
I love Superboy.
to rival with Marvel and do their big Justice League thing. That's what I just I think. Yeah. Well, because it's like DC, I've heard somebody explain it to me, DC seems like it's gods trying to be men, and Marvel seems like they're men trying to just be superheroes. And so there's more personality with Marvel. You know, you got characters like that. These are giants in the DC world trying to figure out how to be normal. You know, what they're, you know, you got Superman trying to be Clark Kent, dumb himself down and everything like that. And it's like, yeah, we don't relate to that because I can't fly or pick up a building or something like that. But I can relate to, you know, the other person right here who has something thrown on them, you know, a mutant ability thrown on them, and they get treated by the world differently.
I think DC needs to capitalize on the things they are doing right, and that's the Arrow franchise and the Flash franchise. And they're going to do a Justice League that's not going to incorporate the Flash that we all love. They're going to take a giant risk and give us a new Flash, and we may not like this guy. You know, we like the one we like. Yeah, we like our Barry Allen from the CW.
Yeah, Grant is he's awesome.
So,
or if you want to go further back, go look at like the Batman and Superman animated series and the Justice League animated series. Like those things were great.
Kevin Conroy's the best Batman.
Yeah.
You shouldn't say that out loud. Frank Smith is right outside. Like,
He's up there. Yeah, you ever seen this picture?
No, that's badass.
Yeah. They need something like that.
Oh, nice.
They need something like that.
Hopefully, they do.
I gave you something already. We'll take one more question.
Just for fun.
Okay, cool.
Oh, wow. All right,
one more question.
Hello there. I'd like to, thanks everyone else for letting me look like Waluigi, and I like to thank, you guys for doing your great job instead. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Cool.
And I have a question for all of you guys. My question is, I'm really a fan of Nintendo, and also I'm a fan of Mario.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a fan of Mario because I grew up. I grew up as mini Mario stuff when I was just a kid. I play Nintendo 64. I play a lot of games on my house many years before. And my question is, what is the favorite game you like on Nintendo 64, or the better on Nintendo Wii U?
On 64. Yeah, but when you got Perfect Dark, why would you need 007?
We've gone into, if you go into our archives, there's hours of conversation of Aaron just talking to himself about Perfect Dark being better.
Yes?
I'm on my way, hold on.
I love it.
I'm just asking a question.
Can I talk to him?
Can we talk to the person?
Hold on, let me get it.
Please bring that
over.
Please,
thank you. Yo, what's up? Hello? Did they hang up on me?
Call him back.
Oh, my fault. Oh. My fault. Time to upgrade. I know a man over here that can get you a good deal on Verizon.
thanks for the CD, and I'm really enjoy it. But thank you so much. I really appreciate
you
guys.
Thank you.
To answer
have a
64
nice day.
Question, I'm going to say
remember, Waluigi
no mercy.
Likes you guys. We all like Waluigi because we're better off.
Yeah.
Waluigi's number one.
Nice. All right.
You know what I was waiting for to be like? I grew up with Nintendo. I love Nintendo. So my question is, what do you think of Halo 5?
Yeah. I needed way more mushrooms.
Needed, yeah.
So my question is for all of you guys or whoever wants to answer. What do you guys think of Gravity Falls, the TV show?
Oh, I haven't watched that yet.
It has a good title.
The episodes I've seen of it, I think it's amazing, but I now feel like, and I think it just ended, right? Or is it about to end.
There's going to make one more episode, which is going to be an hour long, and they're just going to cut the series off.
So I would love to watch it start to finish, because that was the thing. Is I like watching the show, but it's there's so many elements of it that if you kept through the show, it progresses. It's a little lost almost.
Yeah. Personally for me, I think that season one is worthless.
It has no worth.
Yeah,
and the creator of the show
as well.
If something was free, you could not buy it with Gravity Falls.
And then,
but that makes sense because season one is kind of one off, and then season two is when they started really doing the
season
arc.
Season two
right?
is really good where they start getting all plot heavy, and it's just really, really good show overall. Except for season one.
All right. Well, skip season one of Gravity Falls, I guess.
Because it was worthless.
There's a
grunkle. Hold on, I gotta get my notepad out for you so I can write these ideas down. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, I'm about to bring up a series that I used to watch back in the day that was made by Turner Productions that you guys probably might remember growing up. But by any chance, are you familiar with an old school cartoon called The SWAT Cats?
Yes. And they were trying to kickstart that back in to existence.
I'm happy that The SWAT Cats is coming back because that was like one of the first cartoons ever made that wasn't based on a comic book, and it had some of the best villains ever. Let's just pray to God that when SWAT Cats come back, they don't mess up the formula. All
right, dear Lord.
Yeah. Today we don't care about ISIS or the presidential
forget about the violence in the world. Can you just
world hunger.
Just make sure the SWAT Cats. It's good for us, dear Lord, please.
Amen.
And I'm about to end my question, but I want to ask you four men something. Be real. Did y'all thought Callie Briggs was hot?
We thought what?
Callie Briggs from the SWAT Cats.
Wait, the cat?
You know the female cat that works for Mayor Manx.
Wasn't she
hot?
It's a trap, yo. I know what this is.
See, was she above 18?
No, she was a female humanoid cat creature.
What you think of that?
Hey, look up SWAT Cats and watch the first episode.
He said, tell me you don't feel something for that. If you look it up.
Are you ready? Type in SWAT Cats space and then put Callie Briggs.
If it don't
Ms.
move
Briggs.
For you, if that doesn't move you, you don't have a pulse.
Now,
dude, if I get some deviant art,
that's
come up
what
and
that is.
My phone.
Type in
Callie
Ms. Briggs.
Briggs. Oh, no, man. We're judging this right now.
Hey,
I'm bringing her up.
She was hot.
Oh, I got her. All right, we're going down the line.
Hold on,
let me see. SWAT?
Oh yeah, I'd hit.
Yeah, what you feel? How you?
I'm smashing.
You feeling that?
Can I see
glasses?
Yeah. Yeah, is that? Look at yeah.
Yeah, I'm smashing. Yeah.
Who's percolating right now? Who's percolating?
I know at least three.
I want
to
know.
Three of y'all.
I want to
know
on the TV.
I'm smashing.
Because if this may be in the room, one of y'all is like, yeah.
Do
y'all
watch the TV?
No, we can't.
Okay, I'm done. So I can't. Nice.
That was good.
Dear Lord,
we lost Corey.
Dear God, please make SWAT Cast good and bring us Kelly on the big screen.
Kelly.
I need a hot SWAT.
Yeah.
Who would play her?
Who would play her?
That's like a Holly Berry type of thing,
right?
Yeah.
The girl's playing Storm in Apocalypse. Let's get her on that. Oh. Please. Let that be a lesson to you all. You want to get a great gift from a podcast Q&A, you ask grown men if they think a hot cartoon cat.
If you learned one thing today, that should be it.
Yeah, always ask, do you think this cartoon cat is hot? I'm more of a Cleo from Heathcliff and Riff Raff guy, personally. She had the little leg warmers on. Too much of it, see? That's how you spot them out right there. You throw a little reference, and when that one dude goes, yeah, man, I'm like, yeah, got
it's,
you.
It's funny because he's
like
that.
You like cats.
He said, be honest. He said, be honest.
Don't lie to me.
Yeah, don't.
When he started, he said, I'm going to ask you for as men.
As men. Because this
that's
is a growing
I knew
topic
we were in
right
trouble.
Now.
You can ask me about being a father,
that's good.
Having children.
And this is why I come to Sacramento, everybody.
Yeah.
This is why. Right
this is good. Yeah, we are out of time. Sorry, guys.
Thank God we made time for that.
We have to give a major shout out to Andre Meadows. He will be doing his panel. What time?
3:45, we're doing the YouTube panel. Me, Sean Long, Rich Alvarez. So if you have any questions about YouTube or hot cartoon animals, you come to that and ask us. I'm sure you will. When you watch Thundercats, did you think Chitara was hot?
Everybody here, our booth is in the guest area. We're doing giveaways from our sponsors, Corsair Gaming, Antlion, Professional Gaming, Mouse Keyboards, and we're giving away all sorts of stuff. So get over there and you subscribe to the show if you liked it, hopefully. Other than that, really enjoy the rest of the show, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.